Hey, this is Pastor Logan Robertson from Pillar Baptist Church in Ipswich, Australia. I'm just bringing you Mormon Moment number 5, and this one is talking about money. Now, I know a lot of people, they don't like to talk about money, but it's in the Bible. And the Bible actually teaches tithing, and that we're meant to tithe to the church. I'll read you a verse from Malachi chapter 3, and verse number 10, it says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." So it says to bring all the tithes, notice that the tithes, into the storehouse. Now, I believe in tithing. I believe that we should tithe 10% of our income to the local church that you attend. And obviously the church needs money to, you know, do all sorts of things and do the work of the Lord. Pay the rent, pay the pastor. The tithe is needed. And God is asking you, hey, you need 10% of your wage. You need to give that unto the church. Bring it into the storehouse. And then he says he's going to give you a blessing for that. Now, I'll read you from the Book of Mormon. It's from the Doctrine and Covenants. It says this in chapter 42, verse 55. "And if thou obtainest more than that which would be for thy support, thou shalt give it into my storehouse, that all things may be done according to that which I have said." So the Book of Mormon says that if you earn anything over than that which will support you, that you're meant to give all of that to the church. The Bible says 10%, and then the Book of Mormon says anything over than that which will support you and your family, you need to give to church. So really, that's pretty crazy. Because the Bible says you're going to get a blessing from giving your tithe. So then all that blessing, then you give that to the church as well. And that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that it's okay to have more money than that is to support you. I mean, you can never save for a house, according to the Book of Mormon. You can never save for a new car. You can never save for anything. Because you have to give all of that to their church. Which is, you know, that's wrong. That's being greedy, that's, you know, stealing off people. And that's what the Mormons do. Have a nice day.